Now, in these times of lockdown for many, maybe you've done a bit more reading recently. What about reading a book by a local author? It's the second in this Out of Time series. It's Once Upon a Time at Woodstock. It comes out next Monday, the 1st of June, from Stamford author Dale Harrison, who we're chatting to now. And Dale has been writing all his life, really.
Writing is something that I've always done since I was a child. And when I went to university at Lincoln, I got my bachelor in media production, where I was focusing on script writing, which is actually how Out of Time started. And we sent it off to a few companies. There was a bit of interest, but then I moved abroad and it sort of just fell by the wayside slightly. And then I was reading back over the story and thought, you know, this is actually quite good. Once Upon a Time at Woodstock is a direct sequel to Out of Time, but it focuses more on the professor character that created the time machine. So Out of Time is based on a Chicago family that travel back to Shakespeare in England to meet Shakespeare and get caught up in the gunpowder plot unwittingly. And Once Upon a Time at Woodstock is a direct follow-on from that, but focusing on the professor character that actually created the time machine. There are mentions of the family in there, of course, but otherwise it goes in a slightly different direction. It's a very different period to go to, but it's quite a nice little exciting period, I think.
Yeah, I mean, it was huge as far as America was concerned, wasn't it? It was almost like a sort of tide was turning.
It really was. It hit that time at the end of the 60s where the moon landing had just happened. It was almost the end of the hippie period, not quite, but almost there. And it was this landmark event. So I've done so much research on it. What I didn't actually realise was that was happening during a pandemic as well, where you had 500,000 people getting together in this field, which was very strange. And I only just found out last week, actually.
As far as the books, I guess they take a lot of effort to write. You've got to kind of bury away and do it. Is that how you work?
Yes. So this one took about 9 months of writing. So I work at the Stamford Endowed Schools as well as a development officer there. So this has been written in my spare time. It's like a baby that I'm growing up. So it's quite sad when it comes to an end to actually give it away, but exciting at the same time. But it's helped at the moment with everything that's going on because I've been furloughed, but I've been fortunate in that I've had more time to concentrate on writing. I've actually started writing the third one. I'm planning the fourth one and managed to get quite a few short stories written that are on the website as well that I've been publishing. It's quite nice that way to be able to bury down with it.
And do you self-publish?
I do. So everything goes through Amazon. There are paperback versions which they print for me. They get a percentage of the royalties. The ebooks they still get as well, but you know, it's a nice easy way of going. I don't have any pressures of deadlines, and I do everything from the cover design to all marketing, all advertising, all posters. I do everything myself, so it's very much hands-on independent style of doing it, which I quite like.
And if you type in Dale Harrison's name into Amazon or into the internet, you'll find his website, and he's on social media as well. And good luck, Dale, with your book coming out this Monday, Once Upon a Time at Woodstock, second in his Out of Time fiction novels.